Sri Lanka is reporting the most deaths from the tsunami, more than 12,000. That includes those in the rebel-held north of the island. The BBC's Roland Burke was in a coastal village in southern Sri Lanka when the tsunami hit.
We were on a ground floor hotel room right on the beach. Normally our window was about 3 meters from where the waves broke. Chairs and tables started crashing outside and people started screaming. We leapt out of bed and yanked open the door. The windows crashed in behind us, shattering glass everywhere. We were suddenly in the corridor up to our waists and then chests and then necks, and then we were swept through into the restaurant and we were fighting with the tables and chairs. We managed to climb up into a small tree and that started to fall over, and my wife and I were swept about 300 or 400 meters through the town. And then suddenly the water stopped moving. It was still neck deep and above your head in some places, but there was silence apart from shouting and people wailing, and we felt extremely lucky to be alive.
What does the town where you are look like now in the aftermath of this disaster?
Well, I'm now in a different town about 5 kilometers up the coast, and this town of Gaul, which is the largest city in this region of Sri Lanka, has been completely devastated. I walked through the market areas and people are digging. They're looking for food, they're looking for bottles of water to keep them going, and they're also looking for the dead, and they're unearthing body after body, and as quickly as they can find them, they're burying them again. There's so many people have died here, there's just no time for any ceremonies.
They're talking about something like 1 million people in Sri Lanka who've been displaced. Where are they sleeping?
People are camping out up in the hills with their families. Others are going up into the top of buildings and onto the top of roofs. Because there's no information here, because there are no rescuers, there's a real rumor mill going on. All along, there's been talk of another tidal wave. People are really terrified, even though those tidal waves haven't come. And people have been watching the horizon, anxious to see if this incredible, disastrous wave that came without warning might be repeated.
How extensive a relief effort is underway at this point?
The relief effort today has been pretty non-existent. In the town where I was, a few helicopters buzzed overhead, a few planes. Those helicopters landed a few times, but they were pretty small. They could only take 4 or 5 people at a time, and obviously they were taking the most seriously injured.
Are there functioning hospitals that are able to take care of the wounded?
Well, certainly further inland there are hospitals, and the most seriously injured have been taken to them. But for the walking wounded, the great mass of people here have got incredible cuts and bruises and head injuries. There were a number of doctors amongst the tourists, and they were doing amazing work today, treating people, patching up locals and tourists alike. But the rescue effort, such as it's been here, has been totally inadequate so far.
The BBC's Roland Burke speaking with us from Gaul in southern Sri Lanka. Mr. Burke, thanks very much.
Thanks.